My Music. A musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreiner. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you. Another edition of My Music with the same four panelists. Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent. Meet then Frank Muir and David Franklin, competing against Dennis Norden and Ian Wallace. Orchestral instrumental music first, a mark for the title, another mark for the composer's name. First music to David Franklin. So, David, title and composer.
German.
Yes,
German. Late 19th century.
Yes.
And this isn't a symphony.
No, you might have expected to hear there Claudio Arrau, but you didn't.
Ah, piano concerto.
Yes.
Brahms piano concerto.
Which number would you like?
Well, the one I like is number two.
So does Claudio Arrau, enough to play it in that recording. Yes. Number two, piano concerto number two, B-flat major, Brahms, part of the first movement. You worked your way to two marks, fair enough. Dennis, a different kind of music, since you're a man with rather a different musical background.
You don't play the classical bits, actually, for me, because it makes it so much nicer when I don't know this bit. It's an awful nightmare that one day he's going to do the national anthem. I'm going to sit here waiting for Ian to write it down.
They wouldn't play that. Nobody would stand for it.
I don't know. That's an awful... I'm not very good at orchestra. It is an orchestral piece anyway.
Its existence is twofold. It existed as the theme music from a film. I'll tell you, a French film. And it also was made into a song.
No, I don't know.
Brilliant French composer, Michel Legrand.
Legrand. It's not from... Well, he did The Umbrellas of Cherbourg.
That's your other mark, yes.
Oh.
Well, that's one out of two, I think. It's Michel Legrand's from the theme from The Umbrellas of Cherbourg. The song version, I Will Wait For You. Ian, tricky this one, and the audience, I think, may look blank when they hear it, but I think you will get it. Let's see.
Many years ago, I had the exciting experience of playing above the title in Drury Lane in that very show, Fanny.
Title role?
No. I shared the top of the bill with a redoubtable character, Mr. Robert Morley.
Yes.
And he spent a lot of time, like Rex Harrison did before My Fair Lady, in working the musical numbers. And... the conductor of the show was Michael Collins, and they had a remarkable understanding, because the numbers, they began the numbers simultaneously and they finished them simultaneously, but occasionally some very, very interesting things happen in the middle.
And the composer for your other mark, Ian?
Harold Rome,
yes. Frank, have you ever paused on a seaside promenade to listen to the strains of a military band or a municipal orchestra? Because if you have, this is what they were playing.
Thank you.
It is what they were playing, isn't it?
They weren't.
Were they?
Yeah. No, they were playing something that went boom, 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 boom. Because the Tuppenny seats were so far back. All you heard was the bass. That's awfully pretty, if I might say so, isn't it?
Yes, it's been considered pretty for lo these many years.
It's a little valse. Is it a little dance?
No.
It's not
a valse, technically or in any other sense.
I'm groping a little here, see.
Just a fraction. Yes.
I approach the answer with an open mind.
Your mate was writing something down. I think he was writing, I don't know either.
I wasn't writing then.
No. It says one large cut loaf. I think. Private domestic business.
Well, I'll have to tell you then, Foden's band was playing Overture Raymond by... For the other mark, do you know? No. Ambroise Thomas.
I was just going to say that.
It's a pity you didn't get it out, yes. One mark out. No marks there, isn't it? Sorry. Here are some rather unusual names, but all with strong musical connections. Two marks at stake. David, who are, or were, if you prefer, Misael and Varlam?
Varlam is a drunken priest in Boris Godunov.
And so is his friend.
Yes, so is his friend.
Two wandering friars.
Yeah.
Two marks out of two.
Missile.
Dennis, who was Ish Kabibble? There's a light in the eye.
Yes. I'm always humiliated by the old... Is it the London Music Society we have here so often?
The Music Club of London.
Music Club of London, shows. Yes. Because you always ask them and they know an idea. Who was Ish Kabibble?
They don't know.
They don't know. Now...
This is your big
In the early 40s, there was a band leader called Kay Kaiser, who, if for nothing else, will go down in history for a remark he once made where he said you could make a musician out of a gentleman, but you could never make a gentleman out of a musician. And he had a band show, which was a radio show, called The College of Musical Knowledge. He also had a record that went, who wouldn't love you? Who wouldn't care? But anyway, he had in it a trumpet player who used to supply the comedy called Ish Kabibble.
Two marks out of two for Dennis and his description of Ish Kabibble. Ian, who was Florence Foster Jenkins?
Oh, a splendid lady who, I think she was an American lady, who used to take the Carnegie Hall. She was very, very wealthy. And she used to take the Carnegie Hall and give concerts, singing a large number of operatic arias incredibly badly. out of tune, out of time. And recordings were made of these, and I believe had a wide sale because nobody could believe that anybody could have the temerity to stand up and sing these things so appallingly badly. And
did the recording sell?
Oh, I think they sold.
And hope yet. Wait till we get to the singing bit tonight. If there are any record executives listening in.
And I believe Sir Thomas Beecham, more than anything else, enjoyed playing his Florence Foster Jenkins recordings. He used to sit there and shake with mirth.
My favourite record of hers was her version of the Queen of the Night's aria by Mozart. And she had an accompanist named Moon, which seemed somehow appropriate. A very faithful, dog-like devotion to the piano.
She never quite got up to those notes, ever.
Never. Particularly that pop, 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 that bit. Anyway, two out of two for Ian Wallace. Frank, who was Banjo?
Who? Banjo was a rather picaresque character in a play called The Man Who Came to Dinner.
Yes, you've got it, yes.
And it was played in this country, at least the chief part, Sheridan Whiteside, was played by Robert Morley. And the play, on the night the play opened, his wife gave birth to a son, whom he called Sheridan, which is the name of the character he played in the play. And Sheridan Morley is now a distinguished biographer and television journalist.
Oh, well.
Banjo.
What's the musical connection, then? Why are we talking about banjo in my music?
Because a banjo...
No.
When you add Lely to it, was played in the 20s.
and her banjo band or something. No, I had in mind Jimmy Durante, yeah, who played the part of banjo in the film version of The Man Who Came to Dinner and sang to Monty Woolley a song. Do you remember this, Dennis? You're the king of this thing. Do you remember how the song went?
No.
No, it was... Did you ever think
you ever think you wanted to stay?
Did you ever have the feeling that you wanted to stay? Wanted to go when you something wanted to stay?
I don't see the point, actually, of thinking that the film version jazzed up was superior to the original stage version.
Well, Monty Woolley took a bit of beating in that film, I thought. And there was Jimmy Durante singing a song, and that's how he got into my music.
Can I have a bonus, Mark?
2 marks. No, I don't think so.
Just ask.
Songs about or for the very young. You'll remember a couplet by a well-known poet in the Child's Garden of Verses, which reads, "Hush, my child, no cause to pout. Nurse is in when mum's is out." I'm going to drop these poems. Anyway, these will recall your nursery days with Nanny. David, who's singing and what creature is he singing about? 2 marks.
He grabbed the grey goose by the neck, slung a duck across his back. He didn't mind the quack, 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 and the legs all dangling down. Oh, down, oh, down, oh. He didn't mind the quack, 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 and the legs all dangling down. Oh.
Well, this is a very unfair round for me, because when I was young, children were sent down the mines. But nevertheless, I have heard tell that that's John Pertwee and he's singing about ducks.
No, he was not singing about... the song was not about ducks. It mentioned ducks, but that would have been too easy. No, it's the name of the song. What was it that carried the duck in its mouth, in fact?
Oh, Wolf Fox?
Fox would do for the other mark, all right. It's John Pertwee singing The Fox. Dennis, whose music and based on whose book?
I work for a horrid man for grimes. Who's been in jail for a number of crimes. And when he sees me good and suit, he gives me a kick with his great big foot.
Is it the Water Babies? No.
Yes. Yes.
Now, who's singing?
Well, I don't know.
That's what you asked me. I mean...
No, it wasn't. Who's music?
Do me the decency of looking these things up beforehand.
Whose music, I said, and based on whose book? Who wrote The Water Babies, first of all?
Charles Kingsley.
Yeah, that's a mark. And whose music, then? There.
Handel, surely. I don't know. I never heard of it.
Well, I think it was A.P. Herbert wrote the book, but the music was by Vivian Ellis.
I've written Vivian E.
Yeah. Yeah. My eyes only go that way when it's opera, I'm sorry.
1 mark out of 2. Ian, you can write this one down for yourself. Who's singing and who is she singing about?
Not at every place, they said to his face.
Now, get out of here. Get out. Get out. Get out of here.
Is that Puff the Magic Dragon?
Joyful. I don't know.
It sounded like a bit of an unusual passage from Puff the Magic Dragon.
No, much more older and more respected child.
Ugly, oh, the Ugly Duckling.
Yes, the Ugly Duckling.
If it wasn't one. Danny Kaye, that's what put one off a bit.
That's for sure. Who was it?
Was it Beryl Reed?
No. The lady in question wouldn't mind me saying earlier than that.
Mm. You want me to tell you who it was?
Yes, please.
Oh, I see. Yes, yes.
Evergreen.
Hermione.
No. Lady with an evergreen voice. I was about.
Oh, Jesse. Jesse Matthews.
Yes, I will give you that, because I was a bit easy on David. Jesse Matthews, it was singing The Ugly Duckling. 2 marks. Frank, again, who's the singer and what's he singing about?
Then the golden grouse came there, and the bobble who has no toes, and the small Olympian bear, and the dog with a luminous nose, and the blue baboon who played the flute, and the orient calf from the land of Tute. The otter is quashing the bisky bat, all came and built on the lovely hat of the...
The chap who... sings with a small guitar.
Yes, to a small guitar.
Elton Hayes.
Elton Hayes for a mark.
And it's the pubble, isn't it?
No.
The Tolis Pubble.
Is it? No. It's one of Edward Lear's nonsense songs, but it's not the, that. It's the...
It's the ding with the...
An article of wear, actually, I have down here.
An article of wear, not the ding with the luminous...
I have taken down an article of wear on my on that card.
No.
And you don't know what it is.
Yeah.
No, it's the Quangle Wangle's hat.
You didn't mention that.
One out of two. In this next round, 2 marks for you if you answer the verbal question that I ask with a snatch of song. So I'm going to do the talking and you're going to do the singing. Answer in song. David, who's astride Thomas Pierce's feminine equine?
Who's astride? Oh.
All of them.
Yeah, all of them, the lot.
In song.
Dan Piercy, Daniel Whitten, Peter Dimmock. Kenneth Wolstenholm.
Rupert Davis.
Oh, Dan.
And Uncle Dave Coleman and all.
They'll do nicely, won't they?
Yes.
Bill Brewer, Jan Stewart, Peter Gurney, Peter David, Daniel Whitten, Larry York.
Oh, those are the aliases.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Yes, I'll give you those. 2 marks. Dennis, what does Moses imagine? Incorrectly, as it turns out.
You want me to answer in song?
Yes.
I guess I'll have to dream the rest. What does Moses imagine? Well, there are several songs about Moses. There's Old Man Moses Dead. There's the one in Picardy. Would this be from the things that you're liable to read in the Bible? It ain't necessarily
no,
so.
No, it's not. I really can't give you any more chances.
No.
Anybody in the audience know what Moses imagines? Yes, thank you. Thank you, madam. Moses supposes his toes are roses, but Moses supposes erroneously. The song sung by Donald O'Connor and
Gene Kelly
in Singing in the Rain. Lovely song, too. No marks, I'm afraid. Ian, what was the first situation secured by Sir Joseph Porter on leaving school?
When I was a lad, I served a term as office boy to an attorney's firm. I cleaned the windows and I swept the floor and I polished up the handle on the big front door.
Oh, he polished up the handle on the big front door. Yes, he did. And you ended up in the Navy, didn't you? Yes.
Policeman outside number 10.
Frank, what anatomically is going to happen to the Iberian intruder who ruined your domestic arrangements?
Well... Was it something a bunion on here, Spanish onion? Is that...
That's right, yes. He shall die, he shall
die.
Well, who is he? He's the...
The Spaniard who blighted my life.
Ta-da-da. Right, 2 marks. Songs from the shows. David, just as a change from composers, whose book and lyrics, and based on whose novel?
Oh, the time, peace of mind in pretending. Couldn't you, couldn't I, couldn't we?
It's Jeremy Kern.
Yes, well, whose book and lyrics, same man, and whose novel?
The novel is Edna Ferber.
Yes, Edna Ferber. The show, of course, being...
Showboat.
Showboat. Who wrote the book and lyrics?
Jerome Kern.
No,
the lyrics were P.G. Woodhouse. Woodhouse, yeah.
Well, an occasional song, but not really the book
Guy Bolton?
No, no. Same man who went on and on and on to compose great musicals with Richard Rodgers.
Oh, Hammerstein.
Oscar Hammerstein II.
The 11th. Mm. Oh, is it second?
Showboat. Showboat 1987. One out of two. Dennis, can you describe the scene?
It's a scene in The Music Man,
yes,
where Marion... The librarian is giving piano lessons to a little girl, and the little girl painfully does this, which Marion then turns into a song called Good Night, My Someone, which then at the end turns into the intro to 76 trombones.
Yeah, it's really the same tune in a different rhythm, 76 yeah. trombones. One of the few times that's been done, I think, in a popular musical show. Yeah. Very good, yeah. Did you recognise the pianist?
Mr. Race, I...
Yes, he was. Yeah.
I found my questions the same way.
Found my level at last. Yes. Two marks. Ian, which musical and based on which play?
Many a new face will please my eye. Many a new love will find me. Never have I once looked back to sigh over the romance behind me. Many a new day will dawn before I do.
Which, first of all, the musical.
Oklahoma.
Yes, there's a mark. And the play on which it was based, the story.
Lilium.
Lilium? Well, which no. was then, yes, no. and, bef- no. and after that, it was something...
I'm on the automatic pilot now.
Green Grow, something the rushes... Green Grow the something or other.
Lilacs. Frank Sinatra would call it. Green Grow the Lilacs, yes. Mm. Green Grow the Lilacs was the play on which it was based. You got that for two. Frank, yours is from a film, not a play. Who sang it, please, and what was the name of the film?
I sang this song through half the war in Iceland, all to myself, I might say, a couple of sheep. But I never saw the film it came from. You Stepped Out of a Dream.
Is the song,
well, it
yes.
wasn't Tony Martin.
Yes, Tony Martin's got you a mark. The what? Film, I'll tell you, the film had in it James Stewart, Judy Garland and Hedy Lamarr.
Oh,
1941.
Did it have Tenement Symphony, did he shriek that out as well?
Not in that film, no. That came from a Marx Brothers film, I think.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Yes. This was about... Oh, I think I must help you. It was a very difficult one. It was about a great showman. There's help if you like.
Not Barnum.
Bailey? I did try. They came from the film Ziegfeld Girl. Remember the Ziegfeld idyll we were talking about last week?
The great showman born every minute.
One out of two. Singing now. One mark for the words, one for the tune, a third mark for carrying on when the music stops. Three marks in all. A song from David Franklin.
To add something more to this wonderful year, 'tis to honor we call you as free men, not slaves. For who? Hearts of oak are a men.
Yes, it is. Heads of oak, isn't it?
Heads of oak are a men. I'll keep my key if you don't mind.
I'll go in the back way.
I'm advised that it's heads of oak are a men. Heads of oak are our ships. We always are ready. Steady, boys, steady. We'll fight and we'll conquer again and again.
Would you like three marks or the rest of the voyage in irons?
Wasn't this one actually written by David Garrick to yes. celebrate the coronation of George III in 1760?
You've been listening to my music. We had it a few weeks ago. Not your side, somebody on the other side. Dennis, here's your song.
Keep your tail up, keep the sun out of my eyes. So if I kiss you in the garden and hope to see, keep your tail. I thought I'd do a medley for a change. Remember, there was
word.
A marvellous record of that.
And he's going to sing Gigi.
by the Savoy Orpheans. And I think, I don't know which instrument, but there was somebody did a marvellous in the middle of it.
I was going to finish with a joke about a man who worked in a shoe shop, ladies' shoe shop, but he used to be a blacksmith, and he was fired for putting the ladies' feet between his legs when he put the shoes on.
The only other joke I can contribute on that was years ago when Dennis and I, take it from here days, must be 20 years ago, did a sketch about the Scarlet Pimpernel. And it was a short meeting of the writer of the Scarlet Pimpernel with her publisher, if you remember, when she said, he said to her, yeah. Orksy, keep your tail up. 20 years ago.
It comes out as fresh as ever, Frank.
I don't suppose anybody remembers it now, but Dennis's song wasn't very good, and he's getting 2 out of 3 for it. Ian, see if you can do better. Here's yours.
Far o'er the mountain breaks the day too soon. In thy dark eye splendor, where the warm light loves to dwell, weary looks but tender speak a fond farewell. Nita, Juanita,
just play.
Ask thy soul if we should part. Nita, Juanita. Upset my apple cart.
Oh, dear.
I got so moved. Oh,
there are times when you just want to turn it in and listen to Ian for the rest of time, aren't you? The last line that eluded you and got you, well, I suppose 3 marks. Last line was, lean thou on my heart.
I bet there'll be people listening to that when it goes out. When it gets to that point, say, hello, that battery's gone again.
And so we come to Frank's song, and if the audience feels like joining in, I think it would be a good idea. Frank.
Is that doing fun? wait a minute! Dog's only just seen the greyhound in the road. I'm following the father's footsteps, following the dear old dad. He's just in front of the nice big girl.
Nice big girl.
Yes, girl.
I'm
right.
Gonna find myself as well. Don't know where he's going. Gonna get there, I'm glad. I'm following your father's footsteps. I'm following the dear old dad. Hey.
I'll never know why the audience didn't join in with you. That's 3 marks, end of my music, I'm afraid, this edition. And this week, it's a victory by 1 mark only for Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. Goodbye.
Part in My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace, and Dennis Norden. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason, and the program was produced by Tony Schreier.